joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
God is pulling down strongholds. Amen. Pushing back the darkness, the delusions, the lies, the intimidations. Amen. The wrong narratives. Praise God. We started in a series, I've entitled it, The Return of the Glory. And our first message was on the changing of the guard. Our second message Wednesday night was on the threshing floor. And it's good that you can follow along in this series, because God is going to return a glory to his house. Amen. The glory the enemy has tried to stomp out and try to divide and conquer. But there's a glory that's coming. It's going to be a greater glory than the former glory. Amen. Amen. It's going to be much greater than what we've seen before. Amen. Praise God. You and I, we must rise in our heart and in our mind. Not be wavering or uncertain. Uncertain. There's so many that yet remain uncertain. I'll be honest with you, and I say this as a boast in the Lord, but my mind has always been made up. Amen. Not that we hadn't faced the spirit of fear and apprehension, but listen, that's not the spirit that you carry. Amen. Amen. You carry the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Activate that. Exercise that. I've said it from day one. If God doesn't keep us, we won't be kept. Amen. So why not just turn it all over to him? Amen. We walk in wisdom and we redeem the time. We're not foolish. Amen. But neither are we afraid. Amen. Some have reinterpreted or redefined fear and are calling it wisdom, but it's not. We base what we do, what we believe, and how we think upon the Word of God. Amen. And I don't know about you, but every time I read my Bible, God hadn't changed. Amen. Amen. I said, God hasn't changed. Amen. So let's stay with that. So today I want to talk to you about a due order, because there's a coming glory. It's coming back. God's going to restore on a much greater level the glory of the Lord. We looked at what the glory means, and excuse me, the threshing floor, and we're in the particular portion of scripture about David bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to its proper place. A number of things transpired between the time that David decided to bring the Ark back. You see, during the reign of Saul as king, he never had a mind to bring it back. And we looked at that. We discussed it to a degree, because Saul was a king chosen by the people, almost like politics. So Saul feared the people, obeyed their voice. It was never God's will at that time, but they chose a king. And they chose him simply by how he looked. 6 feet 8 inches tall, broad shoulders, handsome man, you know, look like a king. But little did they know, when Samuel went before God about Israel wanting a king, God said, don't, listen, Samuel, give them what they want. They've not rejected you, they've rejected me. Amen. So we see that started out all wrong. And all the time that Saul reigned as king, the nation of Israel had trouble. Internal trouble, external trouble. All the time, because he never had a mind to bring the presence of God to its proper place. Amen. Even today, saints of God, it's important that we give God his proper place in our life. Amen. You'll find the word is true. He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon him. Amen. Because in so doing, you're saying to God, I trust you. Yes. But when you don't give him his proper place, like Saul, you will have all kind of difficulties, all kind of drama. You will give place to an adversary you're not supposed to give place to. The Bible tells us, give no place to the devil. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Well, that means that if we don't give him place, you think he's going to have a place? Why did God say, give no place to the devil? So that he would have no place. Amen. And to not grieve Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. To not grieve the Holy Spirit. How many know unbelief will grieve the Holy Spirit? Amen. It's something about faith. See, faith will overcome. Amen. Amen. Faith is it will keep your spirit buoyant. But if you continue to listen to the wrong narratives, listen, it's time to wake up to what's really going on and what's trying to be put on you to make you think a certain way or to be afraid or to be, you know, whatever, as long as you just fall in line. That's never been the will of God for his church. So we saw how there's a changing of the guard. Eli, his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, Eli himself, and his daughter-in-law had a child. Eli was killed. Hophni and Phinehas were killed because they were living in sin. Amen. Amen. People today call sin a challenge or something, but no, it calls sin, sin. Amen. It's time to, how many know it's time to get back to the old landmarks? Amen, and call what it is, so that people can truly get delivered. See, a lot of people just try to come to God without any real repentance. They just accept the Lord. But there's no real repentance. And so there's no real change. There has to be a conviction. A conviction of sin. So you don't come expecting God to do, you know, things that you're supposed to do. No, you anybody that's truly been saved, you got convicted of sin. In other words, you know you needed a savior. You didn't just join a church and start singing in the choir. Amen. You realized you needed a change that you couldn't bring about yourself. Amen. So God changed the guard. He removed them, and then after changing the guard, as they received the ark back from the Philistines and started to carry it toward Jerusalem, God in his mercy allowed the oxen to stumble. You see, if you've been following and read it in the scripture yourself, they were transporting the ark. They were handling the presence of God in a wrong manner. And how much of the church today handles or manhandles or tries to manhandle the presence of God and attach covetousness to it and greed and, you know, I call it greasy grace, you know, live any kind of way, but just you want the presence of God. That doesn't last long. Amen. God will withdraw. Amen. So they were bringing it back wrong. They were bringing it back as the Philistines or the world brought it to them. They were transporting it again. Now understand, the ark sat for 20 years at Abinadab's house. And Uzzah and Ahio were Levites, but they were not priests. The way I perceive it, they became familiar. You see, so many times people become familiar with God's presence. How many know God's not going to have that? You don't even like when people become familiar with you. Amen. Say you hold a position of authority, but people get familiar with you. It's hard to get them to do what you need them to do. Because you just the old buddy now. They want to be on the same level with you. They, you know, you got to listen to them. I got to vote too. You understand? So familiarity, it always breeds contempt. Remember, Peter became familiar with the Lord. So familiar that when the Lord said, I have to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and of the Pharisees and the high priest, Peter actually took him and turned him around, got in his face and said, Lord, these things ain't going to happen to you because I ain't going to let them happen. Now, he meant well, but he was in the flesh. Amen. And the Lord, what did the Lord say? The Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. He called Peter the devil. Call somebody a devil today. Them's fighting words. He called his number one guy. He said, Satan, get thee behind me. Because of familiarity. And we know what it did. It breeded contempt. Because when he got tried, he denied the Lord three times. That's what familiarity does. We must hold God's presence in a place of reverence. Amen. We must hold God's presence in the right place in our life. Amen. Not giving God what's left, but giving God what's right. He's a jealous God, and he demands, he should have the proper place in our life. He shouldn't be in the back seat. He shouldn't be second fiddle. Amen. To your lusts or your desires, and then God gets what's left over. He won't have that for long. That's why there's a changing of the guard. You know, there's a group of people that are hungry. Amen. I'm talking about hungry for God. You may not have identified them. And they may not look like you think they may look. Some of them are older, some of them are younger. But there's a remnant people that are hungry for God. They're not after a traditional thing. They're not after the foolishness that people have called church. They're not after, you know, just living one way in the world and then in the church too. No, they're after God. Amen. Amen. They've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. And once you've tasted, amen, ain't no turning back. And God's going to raise up that remnant in this last day. You don't know what they look like. They're all ages, all sizes. But their heart is toward God. Their mind is made up. They're fixed. Their face is like a flint. They don't want your foolishness. They don't want compromise. Amen. They don't want a whole bunch of legalistic stuff. They don't want a whole bunch of churchy stuff. They want Jesus. Amen. Whatever it takes, however long it takes, wherever he takes them, whatever he wants from them. Amen. And God's going to raise that one up, that group up, to do exploits. Amen. Now, what I want to talk today about is there's a due order. There's an order that God has established. There's an order that God demands. If we look at the universe, we see first that God spoke things into being. Then he set them in order, named them, and then he set them in motion. Sometimes your life comes to a screeching halt, or you just can't seem to get the breakthrough because God has designed it. God has placed it there, and it would get in motion if you'd get it in order. So your money acts funny. Why? It's all out of order. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. I am on fire.
Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business.